Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Our next guest is a friend of this radio show. I love his podcast. He is the co-host of the Baseball Family Podcast. He lives in Arizona with his family. Troy Silva and his wife, Danae, do what I think is the best youth sports, family, and faith-based podcast in the country, in the world, really. The Baseball Family Podcast, you can check it out. Troy Silva joining us. Where in Arizona exactly do you live, Troy?
Hey, John, how's it going?
Good, man.
I am in Peoria, so northwest part of Phoenix area. So it's called the West Valley.
What was it like to not have, like, a full spring training? You're a baseball guy. You've got, you're used to seeing some games, and all of a sudden everything came to a halt. What was Peoria like?
Yeah, it was super weird. Like, we were literally, I was taking the kids to games. We were going, I think we've been to 3 or 4 games already. And then all of a sudden, one day, it was, like, just over, you know. And everyone was in this weird, like, funk of what just happened, what's going on, no games. Of course, everyone thought that we were just going to, you know, resume, you know, in a week or whatever. But it was definitely a weird, eerie kind of feeling, because Arizona is kind of the hub of spring training. And a lot of people come here as far as like vacationing and stuff like that. So it was all gone in an instant, and it was just super weird. So it was, I have some friends that play, and even them, they were like, I don't even know what to do. Do we sign autographs? Do we shake hands? Do we high five kids? And I think everybody was at the point of not knowing what to do, really.
You're a guy that has played some baseball yourself. You're now coaching. You do individual work with teams and work with kids. How has it changed sort of your business and you consulting with kids?
Well, I don't have a business right now. I'm sitting at home doing stuff. So my business, the cool part about this whole thing is I've mentored kids all over the country for probably about 10 years, just trying to dive into their lives, talk to them on a regular basis. Not a ton of kids, but I have. But this has actually been awesome because it's given me an opportunity to do that a little bit more. So I kind of opened up my ability and my availability to work with kids all over the country. I do right now. I've been doing a ton of like Zoom meetings for teams, for coaches and stuff. And I do some occasional FaceTime sessions where I kind of help kids out of what they can be doing during this time and what they need to work on and really like map out a plan of attack. So that's been kind of a blessing, but it's super weird just kind of sitting here in my backyard every day doing the same thing over and over without having that kind of human interaction, I guess. So doing it over a FaceTime session or a Zoom session is fun and exciting, but it's not the same as being able to work with a kid individually. And you can obviously help them a lot more when you're working with them personally too.
Baseball Family Podcast, you're in season 2, you and your wife and your kids even appear on the episodes. Give me an idea, like how much fun is that for you guys? And when you guys sit down and, you know, talk about baseball and family and softball and youth sports and there's nothing going on, is it challenging or does it give you a chance to kind of connect with people?
Yeah, I mean, number one, it's awesome with my wife. I think it's been an awesome opportunity for us to do it together. We've never really done anything like that. So you got to know something about my wife. She's not that type of person that wants to get on something and talk and chat. So it's been kind of a experience for her, but it's been awesome for us. And then having the kids on is fun, except for they're kind of weirded out by it. Like, what do I say? What do I do? You know, it's kind of a weird thing. So we should do like a behind the scenes footage of it and see how it happens. And then the arguments and the kids fighting and running away. It's pretty funny, but I guess that is typical family, but we love it. The opportunity that you've given us to do it has been pretty awesome. And I just love preaching it. The content is, I would say, a little bit challenging right now because there is no baseball. So we're kind of, the last two episodes have been about what we can do as parents during this time for our kids and what kids can be doing at home to continue to work on their skills, because everybody's at home wondering what to do and when are we going to get back and all that. So I think the next episode, I'm going to get on a guest and mix it up a little bit, but it's been a little bit challenging because there hasn't been any baseball, that's for sure.
Troy Silva is our guest. You've written books, Nine Innings of Hitting. You have the hashtag baseball truth. For people interested in Troy Silva's life, you can go to troypsilva.com. The Baseball Family Podcast, this last episode, you guys talked about that, like, you know, how, you know, what should parents be doing? Because I feel like there's a season here, a summer here, where we're all sort of wrestling with being out of rhythm. What advice do you give to coaches, parents, kids, when it comes to youth sports in this era?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think, honestly, I think it's a great, like, slow down opportunity for families. I mean, if you really think about it, it's not just baseball, but with any sport, once you get into that sport, you're going nonstop. And it's like nonstop this, and you're eating out and you're doing things on a regular basis, and you don't have time just to kind of sit down and chat. Like I just look at my own kids and I think they've grown closer together just by being at home. There's not as many fights and, you know, that kind of stuff growing up. But I think it's a huge opportunity for us as a family just to kind of slow down and just be with one another and enjoy one another. I mean, yeah, it might get a little chaotic at times, but I think it's an awesome opportunity. And then as far as the help is concerned, like, I think it's a great time for parents to just get out with their kids and do stuff. I had a mom tell me the other day, it's like, I'm throwing BP to my son. I have no idea what I'm doing, but he's loving it, you know? And then Danae on the podcast, she jumped in the pool with JJ. We're in Arizona, so it's 100 right now. With JJ, and she was shooting hoops, and to see his face with his mom shooting hoops with him in the pool was amazing. Like, he was pumped about it and excited about it, and it was just kind of like an eye-opener. Like, we get busy and we get in this mode of not just baseball but youth sports where it's just constant. It's like the driving force of our lives. It's been a great time to slow down, enjoy the family, get to know your kids a little bit more, and just be together. It's been awesome.
Troy Silva, our guest, he is a co-host of the Baseball Family Podcast. You can find it on Apple Podcasts or iTunes or wherever you get a podcast. Troy, you're right. I remember as a kid, I don't know how many games you played in the summer, but we had like a season that was like, maybe it was 22 games, 25 games, and then it was on to the different sport. We got a chance to be kids in between the seasons. And now with everything being year-round, you know, what do you tell parents who have kids that are maybe 10, 11, 12, 13? The kids want to play. They'll play as much as you allow them to play. What's a good balance?
That's a great question, too. I think a lot of times with what parents are, I don't want to call it misled upon, but there's a culture out there that says you have to be sports specific at an early age in order to get to whatever level you're trying to get to, which is not true. In fact, it's completely opposite of that. So I'm a highly encourager, if you want to call it, of kids playing multiple sports or different sports, or at least getting the opportunity to do more than just the sport that they're in. I'm in Arizona, and we play baseball. I don't want to call it year-round because there's a couple of months where it's impossible, but it's pretty close to year-round, and I see it regularly. If I'm out watching my kids or out coaching a team or whatever, I see burnt out mindsets. I see kids that kind of just show up and play, and there's not a lot of excitement sometimes because they do play too much. So I think there's a fine line to that. I mean, obviously, back in the day when we played, it wasn't as crazy as it is today with the opportunities. But at the same time, I'm a firm believer of getting out and doing other things. I'm actually making my kids, like, shoot hoops, and we play cornhole every day and do different things to just kind of stay athletic and get out of the mindset of baseball right now. Quite honestly, I think it's a good opportunity to get away from it and miss it. So when we get back, we'll be more excited about it. But I think that – go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that it is true that kids definitely need to get into different sports, and this is a great opportunity to do that, too.
I also think parents, and I'm guilty of this. Look, I got a kid who played club volleyball for years, and I got into it, man. And I'm no volleyball expert, but I'm traveling around doing the extra lessons. I'm sitting courtside for every match. It became very important. I got to be honest, all this has given me a break from youth sports as a parent, and it's given me a chance to step back and kind of evaluate, all right, I've got younger kids, how different will I be? Have you done that with your kids? I know you have multiple kids in the household. Have you changed at all your philosophy as you move from one kid to the next?
Oh, you have no idea. I mean, I've been doing what I do for almost two decades in 20 years of seeing different things. And quite honestly, I love the opportunity that I have to influence people and to help out. But one thing it's done for me is it's helped me to understand when people have messed up and when people are doing a good job and really learn from it. It's been a complete blessing on my end. Not that I'm perfect by any means, but I've learned from a lot of people that I've seen of what to do right and what to do, what not to do type of stuff. But absolutely, I've learned even with my older kid to my younger kid what to do and what not to do and how to do it. We're all still guilty. Let's be honest. We're all still guilty of doing things we shouldn't be doing. But at the same time, I think I've learned. I think the biggest thing, like you said, is we get too into it, if you want to call it, or too involved, where we just need to sit back and just enjoy watching them play. I speak about this a lot. It's like we need to enjoy watching our kids play and be thankful that they get to play because it is an opportunity. I mean, there's so many kids that won't have the opportunity to play a sport because of whatever. You know, they're hurt, they're injured, they got disease, whatever. I have a story of a kid in our program that just loved the game of baseball, and he had cancer at a young age and just didn't have an opportunity to play while he was in high school and just totally was just down and out because he didn't have a play, and he ended up passing away. And I say that to encourage people to be thankful for the gifting that you have to watch your kids play and the gifting that they have to play the game, because it is a blessing to be out there and watch them and enjoy it. And I think as parents, we get a little bit crazy sometimes, a little bit intense in different areas that we don't need to get intense and crazy about.
Yeah, I think sometimes we're a bunch of whiners too, you know, and then you look around and you get perspective and you go, okay, you know, God put perspective in front of us and, you know, help frame things for us the minute we start feeling sorry for ourselves. Troy Silva is our guest, Baseball Family Podcast. He's a baseball guy. He does coaching, hitting. He's written a book about it, and he works a lot with kids. I wanted him on the show to talk not just about his podcast, but just to help parents in general. If there is, like, I saw Little League World Series canceled, no Williamsport, all that. What should parents be talking to kids about when it comes to the disappointment of losing a season?
You know, the disappointment is everywhere, right? So I was talking about that on the podcast, too, about, you know, the high school seniors that didn't get to play their senior year, the college seniors that, thank God, they got, I think, to come back. I'm not 100% sure, but I think they get to come back and do their senior year. You know, there's the Cooperstown thing. There's a Little League World Series thing. I mean, everybody was affected by it, including big leaguers and stuff that do this for a living. So the impact that it had was kind of immense. But I think if we just go back to, I tell my kids this and I tell people that I speak to a lot, we have two options with it. We can complain about it and be angry about it and make excuses and, you know, be bitter, or we can choose to use it as a learning experience and find a different opportunity to, you know, enjoy this time that we have. So it's just going to be a little blip in the road. We're going to look back and say, you know what, remember that COVID time where we didn't have to do anything for a couple months? But I truly believe that it just could kind of put the reminder of what the real purpose is in life. Is it really baseball? I hear this all the time. I hear baseball is life. And I used to say that. And I think this is a good reminder that baseball is not life. It's just something that we love to do. And it's something that we do and we have a fun time doing it and we're involved into it. Life is, what is our true purpose and our meaning on this earth, and how do we make impact for others and enjoy the family and the faith and everything that goes along with it. So that's what I look to, and that's what I put my hope in. And I hope that people realize the same thing, that this thing can be over in an instant. Like it happened. It was literally over in an instant, and no one knew what to do with it. So I think that's what the main focus should be, is let's when we get back, let's be happy. Let's be joyful. Let's enjoy the experience. Enjoy watching your kids play. Let's not, like I speak all the time, let's not berate umpires and let's not badmouth coaches and create drama. Let's be thankful and be happy. So that's it.
Troy Silva with us. This is a parent question that's coming in via social media. and you probably got this a million times, but all right, when the sports start back up, you got a kid playing on a team. Do kids not playing? Is that a kid discussion with the coach, or is that a parent discussion with the coach?
That is a question that I get all the time. How do I handle playing time? Well, the first thing is dependent on the age of the kid and the level of the kid. So if there's like a little league kid or somebody that's pretty young, of course they should be playing. And And if they're not playing, just find another opportunity for them to play. As the kid grows up, you know, they get into high school, you know, obviously that as they mature and stuff like that, they got to handle those conversations themselves. So I think the parent involvement needs to just be dependent on the age and the skill level of the kid. But obviously, I think even Little League and stuff has rules where you have to play a certain amount and all that. But then as they get older, it's kind of like life. You know, they got to kind of figure it out themselves and compete. And if they're not playing, find ways to get better or communicate with the coach about what do I need to do to get better. Obviously, if you're paying money to like a select organization or some club organization or something like that, then maybe you can go talk with them and say, look, my kid needs to be playing. But that's the ultimate, I guess, perspective piece is they should play. And if you're in an environment where you're not playing, then why are you in that environment? I tell people all the time, why are you doing that if you're not playing? So it's a kind of like the fear of missing out type of thing, but absolutely 100% as they get older, the kids should handle it themselves. And then as obviously the younger kids, there should never be an issue with this as a kid under, you know, 12, 13 years old. But if there is, then the parents should definitely go talk to the coach about it.
Troy Silva, the Baseball Family Podcast. Troy, thank you for making time for us. I appreciate you, man.
You're awesome, John. I appreciate what you do. Thank you very much for having me.
There he is. You can find the Baseball Family Podcast I found it on Apple Podcasts, but you can get it, I guess, wherever you get a podcast. And Troy is a superstar. He works with kids, gives a lot of himself. I encourage you to check it out. It's a good family listen. It's the kind of podcast where you can sit with your kids who may play youth sports, and a lot of perspective, a lot of life lessons there. All right, want you to leave it here. Coming up later in the show, we have Tristan Jebbia, the quarterback at Oregon State, will be joining us. He's coming up at 1:30. I want you to be here for that. Punch It Audio still ahead. Tristan Jebbia, the quarterback at Oregon State, will be joining us in the 1 o'clock hour. Saw a really cool story in Texas. There's a high school principal. And, you know, they have those big old high schools in Texas. 612 in the graduating class at this high school. Principal got in the car, gassed up his car, drove, and visited all 612 graduating seniors, of course at a distance, but gave him a thank you and a congratulations, and total distance traveled 800 miles to visit 612 graduating seniors. I think it's really cool. It's one of these stories that I look back on and I go, you know what? I'm going to remember this time. I'm going to remember us all being shut down. I'm going to remember the economic hardship. I'm going to certainly remember the loss of life and the toll. And I'm also going to think about some of the big moments that came out of this and some of the little moments that felt big. And this is one in Texas where I'm like, good on that principal, driving around, making sure he said congratulations to 612 kids that are going to graduate without a ceremony. Brings us to our big splash. It's the one thing you need to know today.
This is the one thing you absolutely need to know today.
Look at it. Where?
Down there.
Must be. The big splash. Brought to you by Sport Clips. Cut the wait. Download the new Sport Clips Haircuts app and check in.
Adidas has filed cross claims against former five-star recruit Brian Bowen II's father. Remember this story, Adidas? Basketball. Adidas was implicated in this basketball scheme and cross claims against Bowen Sr. and a financial planner were made as the sneaker company's answer to an amended complaint. By the way, Brian Bowen II is alleging that Adidas derailed his career by causing the NCAA to rule him ineligible. The whole thing's dirty. The whole thing is dirty, and I'm glad that these entities are suing each other. That's where it belongs. It didn't belong out on a court. It didn't belong with all of us sort of waiting to see how this would affect college basketball. If you're going to play a dirty game, then you're going to be involved with dirty people. Bowen, by the way, never played a game in college. He wasn't selected in the draft. Signed a two-way contract with the Pacers. He played in 5 games with the Pacers this season. I'm not sure what his damages are. But Bowen is suing Adidas. Adidas is suing Bowen. Good luck to you all. All right, coming up, 1 o'clock hour. We got Punch It Audio still ahead. It is the best sound from all around.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.